Now he says in verse 15, "Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God." Verse 16, "And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." Now, these are inextricably intertwined and interwoven together. You just couldn't say that you love God and that you're a child of God and hate the brethren down here. This is now the second time we've had the definition, God is love. And the nice way to remember this is that it's in 1 John, the 4th chapter. First, multiply 4 by 2 and you get 8. And that's where it occurs the first time. Then multiply 8 by 2 and you get 16. And that's where we are right here, verse 16. 1 John 4 and 8 and 16 give the definition, God is love. Now verse 17, "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world." Now, our love is made perfect, and that, of course, means complete. That is, if you and I love God and love the Lord Jesus, and we love one another as brethren and sisters in the faith, then that's going to give us boldness. We won't have any fear of the day of judgment at all, because as he is, we're in the world. In other words, we're just like the Lord Jesus. He was raised from the dead, we are told here, and he has life. Well, we have that life too, and he's up yonder for us. We're in Christ, and we're accepted in the Beloved. And therefore, he can go on and say here, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath punishment." There's nothing like fear in the human heart, but the child of God doesn't need to fear any judgment that's coming. It's all settled when Christ died for us. "He that feareth is not made perfect in love." In other words, you can't enjoy your salvation. You see, joy does stem from love. And if you have love for the Lord Jesus, for God, and you have love for your brethren, then fear's been cast out. Verse 19, "We love him because he first loved us." He loved us when we were unlovely. He's worth loving. He's worthy. The Lamb is worthy of all of our love, all of our devotion, all of our service. If a man says, "I love God and hateth his brother," he's a liar. I didn't say that, friends. John said that here. He says that if you say you love God and you hate your brother, you're a liar. "For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen?" What nonsense and what pious hypocrisy there is today, even in fundamental circles. Verse 21, "And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also." This is a commandment. He didn't ask you whether you felt like it or whether you wanted to. He says, "This is what I command you, because I love, you're to love." And that is the thing we saw in the book of Jonah. I'm a little weary, friends, of hearing about dedicated and consecrated Christians today who are lazy on the job. I happen to have quite a crew here at the Through the Bible Radio, and I watch them, and we have some wonderful, devoted workers, but every now and then we get one, and he's generally, or she's generally, the ones that talk the loudest about how dedicated they are to the Lord. You're not dedicated to the Lord unless you demonstrate it in your service today, friends. That's the only way.